Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Rising up from New York's public powerhouse and the basketball home of the defending Mid-American Conference champions, we are the University at Buffalo Bulls. Live from Santoris Pizza Pub and Grill, broadcasting on the worldwide leader in sports, ESPN 1520. This is the Bulls Digital Network UB Basketball Insider.
Brought to you by our team UB partners, New Era Cap, Town BMW, Nike, AdPro Sports, WGRZ Channel 2, Pepsi and ComDoc, and in part by Santoris Pizza Pub and Grill and A-Turf.
Now, here's Louis Spina.
Welcome to UB Basketball Insider. I am Louis Spina. I'm joined by UB Women's Basketball Head Coach Felicia Leggett-Jack. How's it going, Coach Jack?
It's going great.
You know, we're going to start off by talking about some of the most recent games. You know, Western Michigan on Saturday was a big road victory for your team. What went well Saturday on the road against a very good opponent?
Well, you know, we talked about checkers and chess, actually. You know, we said that the point guard's got to be in a chess match, and the other player's got to be in a checkers game where it's fun, it's free, it's not a lot of thinking, and just go out there and run around and do what we normally do and do it with efficiency, but with a lot of fun. And the defensive side of the ball, that's where we get serious. That's when we really lock into who we really are and what we stand for. And they bought into that, and they did a great job.
Yeah, the defense held the Broncos to 26% shooting for the game, which is probably a key for you, keeping teams under 30% or
yes,
around there, and forced 18 turnovers. So talk about what it was about the defense. Was it the aggressiveness? What was it about your defense on Saturday that kind of held the Broncos to 47 points?
Well, Tessie did a tremendous job on their best player, number one. I find her to be one of the highest IQ kids in our conference. I think she's a great shooter, but she knows the game and she feels the game very well. And Tessie was able to get her out of sync, out of sorts. And I thought that we did a tremendous job of helping on the big kid they had as well on the block and turning her into places she didn't want to go. And she had to take some really tough shots, although I think she had 18-something points. She had a tough scoring situation. And I thought that we were able to get a lot of effort from Brittany Morrison off the bench. And I thought Catherine did a great job on the rebounds. Evan had 11 rebounds for the first time in a long time. So more people showed up. More people did a great job. And we flew around the court and we had a lot of fun.
Yeah, talk a little bit about your bench production in that game. Like you mentioned, Mariah, Brittany, and Catherine all stepped up and had big games after, you know, the starters were carrying the load for the last couple games before that. So talk a little bit about, you know, those bench players and how much they mean to this team moving forward. You know, you can't expect 70 points out of your starters every night. You need the bench to step up a little bit. Talk a little bit about those players and how they've been working in these last couple games.
Well, it's one team, one story. And we really don't put a lot of emphasis on who starts or who finishes. It's just who helps through the process of the 40-plus minutes. And, you know, we have different starters in the past. We're going to have different starters in the future. And I just hope that, you know, the people that come in the game stay locked on ready. And this is a really fun game for Mariah. I thought she was really, really efficient defensively. She not only did she do great defensively, she talked the entire time. She really was really locked into the communication and helped everybody else, you know what to do because of her voice. And when our bigs are talking, we're really a good team. The foundation of our defense is through our defense in the post. And if our post isn't communicating, we're in trouble. In that particular game, Mariah did a great job. Even Brittany started talking because of Mariah. And then Catherine Upps, who played a three, played a little bit of four for us as well, had that conversation going. So defense is fun when we all know what we're doing.
Yeah, the post play against Western Michigan was great. I mean, you guys outscored them 32-24 in the paint. It's kind of been an emphasis this season, looking at the numbers. You guys are 14-0 when you win the battle inside the paint. Is that kind of like an emphasis on your point to kind of make sure that they dominate that paint like you did when you played at Syracuse?
Well, every team I've ever coached, everything I've ever known has been about you build your house from the inside out. You don't build your house from the outside in, and you find – you know, great guard coaches that's in the business would argue with me tooth and nail. And as a post coach, that's kind of my story, and I'm sticking with it. Whenever we've coached teams that did well in the paint, we were successful. When I played and we did well in the paint, we were successful. So I really want to build my strong base from the inside. And people that come to play for me really understand that they're going to get touches, they're going to get opportunities, but you got to make the most out of it. And if the guards are in trouble, if you get a pinky on the ball, you got to do the work and you got to bring it in and you got to help. And so for the most part, that's been, you would get one or two kids from the inside playing well. You know, you get a Cassie Owsley playing well in the first half against Ball State and she getting foul trouble, and then we struggle. You know, then you get a game at Canisius when you see Summer have amazing games and then other people struggle. If we ever get three or four of our six post players playing at a high clip, I really think we're a hard team to stop.
It seemed like Brittany really took the opportunity. Summer got into early foul trouble and didn't really play much the rest of the game because of Brittany stepped in and just took over. She had 9 rebounds, a season high, and a season high 21 minutes. So talk about how she's kind of progressing. She was a huge player down the stretch last season for us when she was inserted into the starting lineup, you know, gave us a good push in the starting lineup and led us to the MAC championship. So talk about how important she is to this team coming off the bench.
Well, you know, I'm into progressing and not regressing. We can't have you progress and then regress right after. Brittany understands the magnitude of her moment when she played last year. We've demonstrated that in conversation on many occasions. We don't win a MAC championship without her. But it's important for her to now really take the bull by the horn and continue to go forward and understand that she has to fly around that floor. She's 5'9" on a good day, and her back to the baskets going after 6'4" kids is not the answer. She got to do a better job of facing up, seeing what our defense is, and making better decisions. And if she does that, we're a good team. And it's time for us now to have a consistent Brittany Morrison.
We'll just touch a little bit on last night's game. Obviously, it wasn't the best offensive performance. Fell at a tough Toledo team, 85-63, in a hostile environment, Savage Arena. They pack them in pretty good there. What did you see that you didn't like from your team? What do we need to improve on as we head to Kent State come home to play Kent State on Saturday?
Well, I just thought that we did a terrible job of getting prepared mentally for the game and shoot around. And as you heard me say, I was really concerned with the post play and shoot around, and I didn't want to be right, but it came to be true where our post didn't come to really get after some things. And when we don't have that post presence, we're going to struggle. And Toledo brought that post punch and punched us in the mouth, and they knocked us out. And kudos to them. They did a tremendous job, and we got to get better.
One of the bright spots was Stephanie Reed. She finished the game with 24 points. I know it's not – you don't want your point guard scoring 24 points on a nightly basis, but she kind of felt like she had to score a little bit because Joanna was having a little bit of an off night. So talk a little bit about how she's progressing offensively and, you know, how important she is to this team being the general.
Well, she's our general, and it's unfortunate that she has to play so hard. When our wings don't run, she has to, you know, take it off the bounce way too much. And our goal is to get those wings to run a little bit faster, run a bit harder. And if they do that, Stephanie's going to be an even better player. I mean, even a bad game like this, she had 24 points, but she still managed to get 6 assists. And in the nation, that's pretty cool. And that's a bad day for her right now, having 6 assists.
All right, we are going to head to break here. And the Bulls will be back home on Saturday, 2 p.m., Kent State, Big Mac East matchup. So make sure to head out to Alumni Arena for the game. And we'll be right back with more UB Bulls Insider.
This month at Town BMW, lease a 2017 BMW 320i xDrive sedan for $289 per month. Only $289 per month. Call 505-2100, 505-2100, or stop by 8215 Main Street in Williamsville today.
Town BMW is proud to be the official auto partner of UB Athletics and offers special pricing to UB students and employees.
Pricing, performance.
We got this, Coach. Join our hometown team and let's have a winning season.
We love our town.
From U Sports to the NFL, A-Turf Synthetic Grass Fields are helping athletes have fun and perform at their peak. More than 30 Western New York schools and over 400 schools nationwide call A-Turf their home field. It's what the UB Bulls play on and the Buffalo Bills too. A-Turf Titan has the highest safety rating and the longest warranty. A-Turf, optimal performance for athletes, superior value for owners. Learn more at aturf.com.
Join us at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Hey, it's Paul Santora letting you know we have two great locations. One on Millersport Highway next to the Marriott, one on Transit Road next to Transit Lanes. We've got 60 taps, 66 TVs. All of our food is made to order with the freshest and most natural ingredients. Both locations have live music, Millersport on Friday, Transit Friday and Saturday night. There's no better place to enjoy football and hockey with great drink and food specials for every game. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill since 1927. Four generations strong, the only family to say we are the original. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Great food, great people, great beer.
Buffalo sports fans, come out Tuesday, February 7th at 7 p.m. as the Maction heats up at Alumni Arena. The UB men's basketball team will host Northern Illinois as the Bulls continue to battle their way through conference play on the hunt for their third consecutive MAC title. With only a handful of regular season games remaining, you won't want to miss any of the action. For tickets, call 1-877-UB-THERE or visit ubbulls.com.
Welcome back to the worldwide leader in sports, ESPN 1520. Live from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, this is the Bulls Digital Network UB Basketball Insider. Now, here's Louis Spina.
All right, welcome back to UB Bulls Insider with Felicia Leggett-Jack. I am Louis Spina. Coach Jack, let's just talk about the season in general. Overall, 15-6, 5-5 in conference. Where do you feel that the team sits right now? You know, we got eight games left down the regular season and before the MAC tournament. So where do you feel that we sit?
Right now, you know, I'm just a one game at a time kind of a coach, and I'm a tunnel vision kind of a person. So I don't really look beyond what we have next. I like that we're better than we were last year at this time. We certainly want more. You don't want to lose any games. I want to be 21-0. It's like everybody else. Through the wins, I want to learn the lessons. But sometimes you got to learn the lessons through defeats. And it's humbling. You know, our last game was a tough game for us. We didn't do well. I didn't do well. And we fell together. I like the resiliency of our team. We had a long bus trip, and they came up, and they all talked to me individually about what their needs were, and I share what I wanted from them, and it's a maturity thing. It's they're talking with me, and they're trying to figure it out with me, and so I like our chances more this year because we're not waiting for me to come up with all the answers and solutions. They have some opinions, and they're sharing their thoughts with me, and I'm glad I'm in this locker room. I'm glad I'm with this group of young ladies because even though you want to win all those games, you're learning so much more about life lessons as a 50-year-old woman through the eyes of 17 to 22 years old that really are trying to become something significant.
Looking at this roster, you have a very experienced roster, but there's a difference between experience and maturity, as you just mentioned.
Yeah.
How nice is it to see the maturity starting to grow? I saw Summer come up and talk to you. The young players are starting to learn from the older players, from Joanna, from Stephanie, from all the players that have been around the block. How nice is that, seeing that maturity start to grow, and that can only help you in the near future?
It's really, really awesome when rookies know that they can have a relationship with the head coach, even though I'm out there, I'm passionate, I'm enthusiastic, and I'm never going to apologize for that. I'm glad that my players respect me and understand where my heart is, and they can communicate with me. And so it's neat to have Summer come up and say, "Coach, what can I do now? How can I change? How can I get better?" And Tessie's always in my office, so that's a normal thing. And CD's a coach in the future. She's awesome. So I just think that you know, what we have to do now is, you know, being a good group of kids that's mature is one thing. And the second step is being honest with each other. And I share with Joanna Smith, she's such a wonderful person and spirited person. But she doesn't always tell her teammates what she needs from them. And so that's our next step, to be honest and say, hey, I need you to set a screen. I need you to go harder. If you're not going to go harder, I need you to sub out. You know, that's a tough love. That's how you do in those championships, when players are talking real talk. And we're on our way, but we love each other so much that we don't want to hurt each other. But it comes a time when you just got to be truthful and then let the chips fall where they may.
Let's talk a little bit about Joanna Smith. Her play as of late, I know she had an off night last night, but as of late, she has been the go-to scorer, the go-to player like you had expected coming into this season. Talk about what she brings to this team, not only offensively, but everything that she does off the court, academics, everything that she does. What does she bring to this team, and what does she bring that's kind of bringing this team together at this point in the season?
Well, yeah, she's over a 3.2 GPA. She's a great kid in the community. She's a person that you would have your children be babysat by. She has done a tremendous job for our conference, and she's just upheld herself in a very respectful way on that court. I get so disappointed when I don't feel that she's getting the respect that she's due. And I always tell my players all the time that nobody owe you anything, and you just do your job, keep your head down, tend to the sheep. But it got to come a time when there's going to have to be a little bit of respect for the person that's the leading returning scorer in the entire conference. And I noticed that there's just an average call, an average situation out there for Joe. And I am so disappointed that people that come into our conference and share our time through officiating, through seeing us for the first time, that don't really appreciate our conference enough to respect what has happened in the past and who has carried the conference thus far. And Joe is one of those people. And I'm going out fighting for this young lady, for people to respect what she's done on this floor and give her that respect that's due. She's going to work hard. She's going to probably foul. She's going to probably do something that's not legal out there, but give her a chance to become, because this conference is a growing conference, and it's going to be on the backs of people like her and the few seniors that's doing great jobs right now. But I think that people that come into our conference have to respect the people that's done the work.
I know that you have a special bond with Joanna. You've said it in the past. You know, she's the last person in her class that stayed around, and she's kind of gave you 4 great years here. And what does she bring to this program, and what has she already built in this program that's going to last for years to come?
She has a no-quit mentality. She's the one that, if everybody walks away, I'll stay and I'll figure it out with you, me and you together against the world, and then others will join, you know. And I just, there's a place for that in college. You know, there's so many on the men's side, one and dones, and people want to transfer because the coach yelled at them the wrong day, or, you know, they didn't give them the ball enough, or more recruits came in. And she never looked at any of that. She just said, this is what decision I made with my family. This is the decision you made to bring me here. Let's figure this thing out together. And for that alone, there's a respect. And her teammates love that about her. You know, the summer prior to the season, we're just sitting in the locker room, all of us, and we're just saying, hey, how's your summer going in June? And Joe just broke down and cried and said, I'm going to miss you guys. I need you guys to know I'm going to do everything I can this entire season to let you remember and realize that I love you. I mean, this is going into the year, and that's what kind of kid she is. She's from her heart. She's a passionate person. She's a Virgo, so there's a little bit more emotion involved with that. But I tell you what you see is what you get. Everything. And there's not a lot of players. Some players you tolerate because they're on your team and they're going to be there for 4 years and they graduate. Joe is somebody you love, and you want to embrace the moments you have with her, because you know one thing's for certain, she's giving you 100% of herself back.
All right, we're going to head to our second break here on UB Bulls Insider. We'll return with one more segment with Coach Jack.
This month at Town BMW, lease a 2017 BMW 320i X-Drive sedan for $289 per month. Only $289 per month. Call 505-2100, 505-2100, or stop by 8215 Main Street in Williamsville today.
Town BMW is proud to be the official auto partner of UB Athletics and offers special pricing to UB students and employees.
Pricing, performance.
We got this, Coach. Join our hometown team and let's have a winning season.
We love our town.
As the University of Buffalo's technology solutions provider, ComDoc worked together with UB to develop a comprehensive program by consolidating print resources and implementing initiatives that reduce waste. Choose the winning team and visit ComDoc.com or call 716-689-0202 to see how Buffalo's premier technology solutions provider can help you optimize your workflow.
Join us at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Hey, it's Paul Santora letting you know we have two great locations. One on Millersport Highway next to the Marriott, one on Transit Road next to Transit Lanes. We've got 60 taps, 66 TVs. All of our food is made to order with the freshest and most natural ingredients. Both locations have live music, Millersport on Friday, Transit Friday and Saturday night. There's no better place to enjoy football and hockey with great drink and food specials for every game. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill since 1927. Four generations strong, the only family to say we are the original. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Great food, great people, great beer.
Buffalo sports fans, come out Tuesday, February 7th at 7 p.m. as the Maction heats up at Alumni Arena. The UB men's basketball team will host Northern Illinois as the Bulls continue to battle their way through conference play on the hunt for their third consecutive MAC title. With only a handful of regular season games remaining, you won't want to miss any of the action. For tickets, call 1-877-UB-THERE or visit ubbulls.com.
Welcome back to the worldwide leader in sports, ESPN 1520. Live from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, this is the Bulls Digital Network UB Basketball Insider. Now, here's Louis Spina.
Welcome back to UB Bulls Insider. I'm joined again by Felicia Leggett-Jack, the head coach of the UB women's basketball team. Coach, let's look ahead a little bit to Saturday. The Kent State Golden Flashes come to Alumni Arena, 2 p.m. game. Talk a little bit about what Kent State brings to alumni on Saturday.
Well, they got a new coach. He's bringing a lot more energy and enthusiasm to Kent State. They're pushing the ball more. They're shooting the ball faster. They're changing up their defense a lot more than they did in the past. I like the way their best player, number three, Larissa's playing. She's shooting the ball very, very well. I think she's averaging about 27 points in conference play right now, 23 points overall. And they got another kid, 35, on the block that stands 6'2", and she's doing a lot of back to the basket moves, and she's stretching the defense to like the 12-foot mark. She's doing a great job, and they got a team that number 10 that can shoot the three and pull the defense even further as a four, power forward spot. So they got a lot of pieces to the puzzle, and they're doing a really good job in our conference. And it's really neat to see people like Kent State and ourselves now become a viable option and really helping our conference get better.
What is it going to take defensively to, you know, slow down Lurkin, their best player, their leading scorer? Is it going to take another effort like Stephanie had against Presley Hudson of Central, you know, shutting down her and Gabby? Both had great games defensively on the leading scorer in the conference. Is it going to take a defensive effort like that, or is it like the whole team? What are you looking for defensively to slow down such a lethal scorer?
It's a committee, you know. We don't ever say, Stephanie, you have her by yourself, or Tessie, you have her by yourself. We all have to know who the great players are. They have two amazing scorers, one number three that can do it all, and the other one giving 18 points to pop as well from the power center spot. So we got to have a collective unit, and we got to keep them on their heels offensively by changing things up. I get stubborn and stay in my position of what defense we're running too long, and my coach has got to do a better job of helping me make some changes quicker. And it's going to take a collective effort. It's going to be a hard-fought game. Nobody wants to give it up in February. This is a favorite month of I know my birthday's in September, but February is the most fun month that I like, because this is going to position you for postseason play.
What is it going to take offensively? We kind of had a slow game yesterday, 63 points. What is it going to? What do you need to change? You know, Kent State gives up 72 a game. Is it going to be running, getting out in the transition like we've been doing so well this season? Is that going to be kind of a key emphasis point for you this week?
Yes, indeed. It's like, you know, we when Stephanie gets the ball, everybody's still looking at her like, hey, what do you think we should do? And all she wants them to do is just get out of her freaking way. Just run. And we got away from that. We got into this, like, the choke yourself mode of, oh, gosh, what do we do now? And I don't really have a lot of plays. I just say that the game is about freedom. The game is about finesse. My coach called a lot of plays when I was in college. And when you give me the ball, and just get out of the way. And I'm getting ready to make something happen for you. I want to have a team like that where, you know, you set a screen here, set a screen there. But, you know, I'm going to back cut you because you're overplaying me. And then if you're overplaying me and I back cut you, come, I'm going to circle cut and come back. You know, that's just basketball fun. And that's what we have to get back to, is just the fun part of it. Not overthink the game so much. And the last game against Toledo, we overthought it too much, and I got them on them hard. And it's not a team that can handle that much of structure and toughness. And we'll get better with that, but I know what I have. And so the next couple of days is going to be competitive, but we're going to have to get ready to run the floor. And if we don't run the floor, they got to pay a price.
And when we are running the floor, Stephanie seems like she's at her best. Yeah. And her last three, four games, I mean, she tied the program record for assists in a game. You know, she had six assists yesterday and scored 24 points. So how important is she to this offense when she's getting out and she's seeing people running with her? Like you said, that's a key emphasis. But how great is she in the open floor when she sees her wings running with her?
Well, the problem we had yesterday, our last game, was Stephanie was running the floor and everybody was behind her. I'm like, how is she going to have the ball and you be behind her? And so, yeah, we brought that to their attention about, you know, you got to get in front of her, and you don't have the ball, you have nothing else to do but to run. She's a special player, you know. She's a special player in open court. We struggle a little bit when they have to slow us down and we have to set up things because, you know, she's not the most prolific three-point shooter. She has to get that better by her senior year. Right now, we don't really need that part of her game, but if she can knock down two to three threes, it can stretch the defense a little bit more than you can discover Cassie Owsler. So we're fighting hard. We're getting better, but there's still work to be done.
Five of the next six are here at Alumni Arena, where the team seems very comfortable this season, 9-2 record at home. How nice is that to be able to stay at home for a little bit and kind of get back into routine? School started up again for the girls. Talk a little bit about how important this is to have these five games at home and, you know, hopefully build off of that heading down into the MAC tournament.
Well, it's this fun. It's I like being home, not just for being homesick. The fans have embraced our women's basketball program, and it's been a long time coming. I mean, you see genuine upset people when we don't have success, and when we have success, you can feel it. You can really actually acknowledge it and through your body how much they are excited about women's basketball, and that's our goal. Our goal this year was to average 3,000 fans, and is it unrealistic? Probably, yes, but everything I've ever done hasn't been realistic, and I've ended up succeeding in certain things, but I really believe this is a place where women's basketball could be a well-loved program, and we have to continue to grab at their hearts and really get out in the community and let the community know that they can touch us, they can feel us, and we can be a part of their world. And I think this community really understands that about us now and is joining us. So right now we're averaging about 1,100 fans, and we hope that these next five games at home really ignite them to really just come out and join us and just see what you like about us. Because once you see us, you're going to come back.
This fan base is the best it's been in 3-4 years since you've been here. It keeps building. You keep making new programs, the Silver Bowls, and it's starting to draw more people in. People are starting to realize that, hey, UB Women's Basketball, we're here, and we're winning. And, you know, you need those people to come out. Has that been a kind of a point of emphasis throughout your whole career, getting the community involved, getting that fan base behind you? Because that only ignites your team out there on the court when everybody's up screaming and cheering and the board's going and everything's going. Is that kind of been a point of emphasis for you?
Well, I share with our community everywhere I've been that it takes a village to raise a child. It's going to take a community to help grow this program. Do not leave this responsibility only on me to make this women's basketball program great. if you can help join us. Anybody's welcome to help me grow this program. And we've gotten a lot of little things that we're doing, from the basketball camps and clinics to free throw-a-thons to the Silver Bulls. They've been really great. So I'm excited about what we're growing here, and I like the future of this program.
All right, Coach Jack, we're heading out here. Thank you very much for your time. And make sure to tune in to UB Wrestling tomorrow night at 7 p.m. as they're home at Alumni Arena. And then also on Sunday for Senior Day, 2 p.m. Coach Stutzman's got the...
You've been listening to UB Basketball Insider, brought to you by our Team UB partners, New Era Cap, Town BMW, Nike, AdPro Sports, WGRZ Channel 2, Pepsi, and ComDoc, and in part by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill and A-Turf.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.